This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. With golden-bladed shovels, Governor John Bel Edwards, much of the Baton Rouge area legislative delegation, and officials with Our Lady of the Lake broke ground for a new emergency room for North Baton Rouge.
The addition we're breaking ground on today will offer a level of access to emergency care that just simply hasn't been here since the emergency rooms at Earl K. Long and at Baton Rouge General closed. This is about better serving the people of Louisiana, especially in North Baton Rouge. It's about saving lives.
Yet behind the sunny celebration yesterday lurked the shadows of very real concerns on the long-term prognosis for funding health care in Louisiana and the sustainability of the public-private hospital partnerships.
The Department of Health is going to take some really bad cuts that I don't want them to take, but we're trying to make sure that we don't hit the partner hospitals, and I'm fairly confident that we're going to be able to make that happen.
Governor Edwards was speaking of the upcoming special session dealing with the mid-year budget shortfall. He says he's in regular negotiations with lawmakers over the least damaging ways to rebalance the budget.
Yeah, every day. Every day I have those discussions. You know, they say, well, we don't know if we want to hit the rainy day fund, but they don't want the cuts either. And without that, that's $120 million more in cuts that we have to make.
But will the state's $5.5 million commitment toward building the North Baton Rouge ER be among those cuts?
Under no circumstance are we going to jeopardize this emergency room.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.